Hello. Thank you for taking the time to be here with me on this field in the middle of Taman Botani Perdana, in the middle of the city of Kuala Lumpur. One thousand years ago, this field was nothing but untamed lowland tropical jungle. Soon after, through sheer brute force, through the movement of colonial history, it becomes a mandarin orange orchard. Then, a fortified castle. A place of leisure only for the instruments of the English Empire. But now, today, it is a field. On the map directory at the entrance of Taman Botani Perdana, it is given the name Tapak Si, in brackets, lawn. Welcome. You are standing on a field where I once stood, with the sky above us and the grass below. I would like you to take this time to breathe, to take notice of the ebb and flow of your breath, to take notice of the skin on your body, the skin on your cheeks, your forearms, the back of your neck. Maybe a slight breeze is blowing through the air. Maybe it is humid and you are sweating. Maybe, if you're crazy enough, cold, hard rain is falling down. Maybe. Now, if you are carrying any bags, please place them down on the grass. You can close your eyes if you want to. Take three deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take notice of the sounds that surround you. What do you hear? A voice that perhaps guides you. Maybe the ticking of a metronome. Your heartbeat. The sound of your breath exhaling. Leaves rustling. The hum of traffic in the distance. Children's footsteps running across the field. A child laughing. A woman sighing. We will take a walk. A journey. A path. I will guide you, telling you stories, some true, some false, but all conjecture. Stories about this city, Kuala Lumpur. But this process begins by lying down on the ground. I'd like you to lie on the grass with your eyes facing the sky and allow the sky to fill your vision. Not far from where we are is a lake. It was once called Sydney Lake, named after Constance Sydney, the wife of Frank Swettenham, the first resident general of Kuala Lumpur. Now it is called Tasik Perdana. Broken-hearted by her philandering husband, Constance died in Wyke House Lunatic Asylum in Isleworth, Middlesex, roughly 10,600 kilometers from here, the distance of almost the entire width of the Atlantic Ocean. As you lie on this field, let the sky remain longer than your thoughts. Take notice of sensations. What can you feel? The itch of grass rubbing against your elbows, the humid air trapped beneath your arms, the weight of your body pressing into the ground. Can you feel the eyes of strangers looking at you from a distance? Allow the earth beneath your back to support you. Surrender to its pull, its gravity. Let the creases between your eyebrows soften. Relax your jaw. What do you feel on your chest at this moment? And let the sky stay with you. It takes time. Pareidolia is a phenomenon wherein people perceive likeness in seemingly random and banal objects. A face in a cloud. Hands clasped in prayer on a tree bark. A tiger floating down a river. The human mind has a tendency to assign meaning wherever it can. As your eyes trace the sky, consider your position in this world, in this country, in this city, at this moment. The city is humming all around you. How far are you from the comfort of your home? How close are you to the place where your heart was broken? Consider the distance of your body in space now, and the constellations of your experiences in this city. Consider the pace of your thoughts. Consider the pace of your breath. It will influence the pace of your walking. We will be taking a walk. A walk through the city. A walk through a landscape. And we will begin here, in this field. When you're ready, bring your body into motion. Stand up. Look towards the upper slope of this field and walk towards it until you see the sunken garden. Once you can see the sunken garden, there is a small star-shaped blue-tiled fountain in the middle of it. Turn right and walk underneath the colonnade. Take the small steps up towards your right. And you will see a children's playground. Cross the road ahead of you and turn left. The playground should be on your right. Walk underneath the gazebo of Bondo and follow the brick-colored path. The playground should maintain on your right. I can see an orange-colored dinosaur staring at me. Follow the brick-colored path leaning towards your right. Once you pass an archway marked with the words Dinosaur Park on your right, continue straight on the brick-colored path ahead of you. Then, head underneath a garden archway covered in vines of bougainvillea.
to say that. No.
I can see the trunk of a dead fallen tree left deliberately on my right. Continue straight ahead. Once you see a sign reading Panggung Anniversary, it should be on your right. Walk past it and take the path to the left. And once you reach a fork, take the path to the right. You will see another garden archway. This one is made out of aluminium and covered in veins of orange flowers. Walk underneath it and head out the gate covered in veins of purple bougainvillea. Once you exit the purple bougainvillea gate, Gate 5. We will stop here. I will continue with you once you have crossed the traffic junction directly ahead of you. Wait for me next to the black and white pedestrian pole with a yellow globe on top of it on the road across.